This is Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft, proud sponsor of the NFL.
The Broncos are hosting their second AFC Championship game in 3 years. And just like the 2013 season, they welcome in the New England Patriots. Two of the all-time greats meet for the 17th time, and this time, the Super Bowl trip is on the line. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. And guys, it's the 17th meeting and the fifth meeting in the playoffs.
Well, you said it. Manning versus Brady, 2-2 in the playoffs. Brady, the overall leader in regular season plus playoff matchups, 11-5 is his record. As you said, the fifth meeting between two quarterbacks, that's the most ever in the playoffs. And it's a markedly different matchup because you think about what Peyton Manning has had to do to get to this point, recuperating, getting back to fully healthy. It's going to change the tenor of this game, but the things that he's able to do with his mind and just things at the line, the calls, the audibles, it's going to make for an interesting game today.
We've had a lot of talk this week about where this rivalry ranks in the history of all sports. Mace, you think it's up there with like a Bird and a Magic?
Bird and Magic, McEnroe and Borg, Nicholson, Palmer. I mean, I think you have to go through the all-time book of rivalries to figure out where this one stacks. There has never been a pro football rivalry like this for a couple of reasons. Number one, like you said, there's not enough games to create that kind of rivalry. They've met more in the postseason than any pair of quarterbacks. And the other thing I think that factors in, they met a lot in the regular season as well, and also just the fact that they came in within 3 years of each other, or 2 years of each other. They actually started within 3 years of each other. And then they stay at a high level for so long. And in a team-oriented sport like football, you never see this. They've transcended it. It's something special to be here and see at least one more chapter in this great rivalry.
Yeah, they've had some epic battles throughout their careers. Today could be another one. Some ups and downs, but one thing that's remained constant, their mutual respect.
All I can say about, Tom Brady is that he plays the position the way it's supposed to be played. He's extremely talented. He's a very hard worker, very competitive guy, and he just plays the position the right way. And when you do that, there's a reason you play for a long time and you play well for a long time.
He's a great passer. I mean, he's so accurate. Throws the ball on time. He knows where everybody on the field is, offensively, defensively. He knows how to, look defenders off, put the ball in the right location so his guys can catch and run with it. So I think he's just a great pocket passer. And he's incredibly accurate, throws on time. So he's been a remarkable player.
There's been a lot of different players that have played in all, 16 of those games. And so, but as the quarterback, it's been a great honor and privilege, to have competed against him that many times over the course of, the past, 16, 17 years, that he and I have been in the league together.
I think just his, the consistency, the durability, his ability to, always seem to come through. So he's just been an incredible player, incredible leader for his team. They've won so many games. Every team he's been a part of, they've won. You can see that he leads a great team.
A lot of respect there between two great quarterbacks. And today, guys, Tom Brady has all of his weapons back as probably the best tight end in the NFL, too.
Well, you said it. Rob Gronkowski, probably the most feared tight end in the NFL when it comes to just physical strength and ability, speed. He's got it all. The underneath routes that he's able to get because of the wide receivers, Edelman and Amendola, opening things up for him in that center, in the center of the field are just, the things that he's able to do are great. We saw it last week, 7 catches, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's the ultimate test for the Broncos defense. The linebackers, the safeties, they are going to be on, they're going to have to be on their game if they're going to stop Rob Gronkowski.
In the first matchup of the season, Gronk had 6 catches for 88 yards and a touchdown. Mace, how do you see the Broncos trying to defend him today?
A little bit of everything. There's not one thing you can do to try and stop him because the Patriots, they're so good at adapting to anything. If you put one man on him and you go man for man, they're going to figure out a way around that. So what you want to do, you want to use a variety of tactics, a variety of guys. Basically, it's going to take a village to defend Rob Gronkowski. Maybe sometimes you see Aqib Talib when Gronkowski splits out. You have Aqib Talib on him. We know that Talib can defend tight ends. Go back to 2013 when he was with the Patriots and shut down Jimmy Graham when Graham was at his apex with the Saints. So something like that, you're going to involve the safeties, involve the linebackers. It's going to, I think you're going to see any six, maybe even seven guys on Rob Gronkowski at various points during the game today.
Yeah, and a lot of talk this week about how to bring down Gronk. Do you go up top? Do you go down low? Here's what the Broncos think.
Brady, a quick slant, and there's Gronkowski and Brady hooking up for the touchdown. Easy as Gronkowski ran the slant inside of Von Miller.
We're going to try to tackle. We got to tackle Will. We got to tackle Gronk Will. He's very good at breaking tackles, very good at yards after contact. So we're going to have to be excellent right there to have a chance to win the game.
Whatever way you can get him down, that's the best way. I don't pre-plan how I tackle someone. So whatever way he comes to me is the way I'm going to try to get him down.
Me, I just wrap up. Just make sure you wrap and grab a body part, grab cloth or something like that. Just make sure you wrap. And hopefully I'm going to be like right on his hip and just be able to just grab him and take him down. I'm not going to be like never in a situation of like head to head or helmet to helmet.
I just get on him. You don't want to give him too much space. You don't want to give anybody too much space, but you know, especially him. You know, he's a big dude, man. He's a threat. So you kind of want to make it as hard as possible. You want to make him earn everything he gets. You don't want him to get anything wide open, you know. Definitely not.
And Gronk, of course, left that first matchup of the season early, and the Broncos went on to win in overtime.
I think that when Gronkowski went out, he was carted off the field, missing that last period of overtime. I think that it really changed the tenor of the game, and I think it really shook the Patriots when they saw that happen. However, like you said, when they have all their weapons, Gronkowski, Edelman, Amendola, they're 10-0. So they're pretty much unbeatable up to this point. Only five teams in the Brady Belichick era have beaten the Patriots in the regular season and the postseason. The last team to do it, the 2012 Ravens, where the defense was the marquee for that team. Same situation here for the Broncos. I think they're going to need every weapon at their defensive disposal if they're going to beat the Patriots and handle all three of those weapons.
And they should have some of those defenders that missed that first game back today. And we heard this week that Peyton Manning and DeMarcus Ware, they watched that first match of the season in the equipment room.
Yeah, they had to. I mean, they were both inside. They were getting treatment. But, DeMarcus Ware is back. T.J. Ward is back. Sylvester Williams is back. Ward and Williams were both injured in that game. And that's kind of an underrated aspect of this matchup that I think is going to be crucial. The Broncos are at full strength, are able to generate more pressure with having Ware on the edge, and even being able to use T.J. Ward from time to time coming up the middle. If you do try to blitz, he's an option there, because the defenses that have beaten the Patriots in the postseason over the years when they've been at full strength have been pressure-type defenses. Go back to the Jets in the 2010 playoffs, the Ravens you mentioned in 2012. The Broncos feel like they have a very good pressure defense. It's the kind of defense that can get results. We'll see if it does today.
Yeah, Tom Brady doesn't really like playing here in Denver. 2-6 all time. It's a tough place to play. The Broncos won that first matchup, and they hope to learn some things from that game and even improve upon it.
I thought we played in a lot of areas. We played real well against them last time. They did have to punt 10 times. They did have 6 3-and-outs. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us to play that kind of game again. But we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's huge for us, and just to see like from Brady to the O-line how they like to block, and if he step up in a pocket or roll out. So I think that's a huge that we play tomorrow and see some of his tendencies and how he. Like the players he like to throw the ball to in certain spots and stuff like that.
You can take something from the past, but you can't rely everything on the past, because it is what it is. It's the past. You know, how you were today is not how you're going to be tomorrow. So the only thing that matters is how you show up on Sunday. So all we can do is just prepare the best we can and give out the best product or the best version of ourselves on Sunday. So.
Well, you know, you have a little familiarity with the personnel, but I think we took away, you know, a lot of confidence from that game when we beat them. And, you know, no doubt they're going to be looking to, you know, get some revenge. But hey, the best team's going to win on Sunday, and we believe it's going to be the team that executes the best, and that's where we're focused on our game plan.
It's different every time. I don't know what to expect this upcoming game, but I feel like it's different every time. You know, the last game we played, they had, you know, Logan Ryan on me with kind of safety help. So, you know, I really don't know, because, you know, they said he did a great job and I had one catch. So, you know, I look for anything. I think the main thing is just going out. And we got to do it as a whole group, is figuring out what they're doing.
We are roughly 95 minutes away from kickoff and just getting started here on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, we'll be joined by News Radio KOA's Andy Lindahl. Plus, we'll get inactives for this AFC Championship game.